my favorite all-time, what I call my Mona Lisa humbly,
right,
is the Total, you know, with Jose Gallardo Chocho writing out the score to it.
Right.
I did a video of it that's on YouTube, and I use scenes from that era when we were hippies.
Right.
And the picture that's on the album cover of Para La Gente was Joe Gallardo on it, and Luis Gasca, and Tony Ham Guerrero,
right,
and Gilbert Cedeño, and me and Little Joe and Foreman and all the guys, but dressed up with the times.
Right.
And I put that in the video, and then I put scenes from San Francisco, and I titled it What I Saw, How I Felt.
Awesome.
You know. And when you get a chance, go to YouTube and look up Total.
Will do.
And the music with the photos of the city during the day and then at night. And then there's one scene where during the intro, I do the prelude where I come in and free form, and the strings are there. And
gotcha.
Gallardo actually, because I didn't get to rehearse it. Right. I never even sang the song. I just learned it at home. They told me I was going to sing it.
Right.
And I came to the studio and I heard all these sounds and I got nervous, you know. And,
right.
And I always say I was so nervous I did it one take, you know. But Chocho, Joe Gallardo he said, follow my lead. And he brought me in the beginning and then the music comes in. Well, when that music comes in, there's one point where everything stops and all you hear is one note on the keyboard, ding. And on the video, when you hear that note, it's a scene of the Golden Gate Bridge covered by clouds, and you barely see the point
of
the bridge.
Yeah.
And it's just in my mind. And so, you know, when I go back and listen to all this music and you kind of see your life, you know,
right,
the things that you were doing and people you've met and got to meet, my idols, you know,
right,
many of them, Count Basie and so many, you know.
Right.
We did work with Santana and Malo and Tower of Power and Rick Stevens became good friends and all of that. I talk about all this in the book,
right,
you
right.
know. Getting back to your question, that is the nucleus of the mindset that even as kids, not knowing that we were developing this this thought and mindset and energy to try our best to become the best at what we do so that we could show the world that our people, Chicanos, mm-hmm, Mexican-Americans.
Right.
Because I actually call that, instead of saying Mexican-Americans, I say American-Mexicans, because we are Americans.
Right.
And our parents were from Mexico. So in the book, I talk about that, okay, where Valentina Estrada said, we should actually say American-Mexicans, you know, because we are American first.
First, that's right. That's right.
And we wanted to say, look, I know we're a minority, and I know we're not looked at and not paid attention to, you know, but we've got something to offer.
Right.
And it was a process because I listened to a lot of stuff that we did in English early on.
Right.
And it was rare, I mean raw, and it was innocent, but it was honest.
Right.
And I even hear words that I pronounced wrong, you know,
right,
you know, like Just a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
One of the songs that it gave me the courage to want to be a singer, you know,
right,
Jimmy Clanton still. But when I would sing it, sitting in at age 14, I didn't understand English that well.
Right.
All my plans and all my schemes. Well, the way I was hearing the song, I was hearing all my plansing, all my schemes. And I would wonder, I wonder what the word plansing means, you know. I've never heard that word before, but he's singing it,
right,
so it must be a word. So I would say cleansing, you know.
And that adds to the authenticity of what you felt, right?
That's exactly.
Right.
And that's the minority segment of our country that wants to belong and loves the American music.
Right.
And we are Americans, you know.
Right.
And that was the drive that we had from the beginning.